J.K. Rowling gets few seconds of screen time in HBO Max's Harry Potter 20th Anniversary Special. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 1, 2022. The HBO Max Harry Potter reunion made it clear that J.K. Rowling was not directly involved by flashing a disclaimer every time the author briefly appeared, informing the audience that her interviews were filmed back in 2019. Before she kicked the woke, transgender activist beehive by stating that biological women are women and calling out those who disagree. In Harry Potter 20th Anniversary, Return to Hogwarts, which aired on Saturday, Rowling was seen only a handful of times during the nearly two-hour special, and only appeared in archival footage. Rowling probably amounts to no more than 30 seconds of screen time in the feature-length special, Vulture noted. References to Rowling were also scant, as cast members and directors only mentioned a few anecdotes about the Harry Potter author's involvement in filming and production of the 8 blockbuster films. Rowling, HBO, and Warner Brothers have stayed quiet about the reasoning behind her absence. Although an HBO spokesperson told the Los Angeles Times that producers had approached Rowling for an interview, but failed to explain whether she refused to have an interview or if the footage had been thrown out. Watch below. Instead, the spokesperson reportedly said producers felt the old interview footage featuring Rowling was adequate. While the HBO spokesperson did not clarify the reason for Rowling's absence and the sparse references to the author, it follows her calling out transgender extremists in recent years. While Rowling herself is an ardent liberal and a self-professed feminist, she has nonetheless been under attack by radical left-wing and transgender activists ever since she said in 2020 that only women can menstruate. In November, the Harry Potter author revealed that she has received so many death threats after a group of activist actors posted a photo revealing the address of her home in Scotland. Harry Potter stars Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, and Rupert Grint have also all publicly distanced themselves from Rowling after she dared speak about biological facts. Radcliffe, who starred as Harry in the film adaptations of J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter book series, proclaimed that transgender women are women, and said that he is deeply sorry for the pain allegedly caused by Rowling. Watson has also reacted to Rowling's comments, tweeting the following. Grint also turned on Rowling after she cited the scientific fact transgender women are unable to menstruate, claiming, "Trans women are women, and trans men are men." The woke mob has also now labeled Rowling a TERF, trans-exclusionary radical feminist, a term referring to feminists who are considered too radical for even left-wing activists, as they do not believe that a biological man is a woman. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.